USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence as it heads towards the east coast of the United States.
Florence is strengthening this morning. The maximum winds are up to 105 miles per hour.
But the bottom line, according to Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center, is...
Interest in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states should closely monitor the progress of Florence.
Governors in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina have already declared states of emergency. It's expected to hit the East Coast sometime late Thursday. Longtime CBS CEO Les Moonves says he's, quote, deeply saddened to have to be leaving the company after a growing number of sexual misconduct accusations against him. A dozen women have now accused him of misconduct, including six whose claims just went public over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
New York City will mark the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a number of events tomorrow, including the September 11th Memorial and Museum, holding its annual ceremony on the 9/11 Memorial Plaza at the World Trade Center site to remember the nearly 3,000 people who died in those attacks. And houses of worship across the Big Apple will be tolling their bells in conjunction with the first moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the time when the first plane hit the North Tower. Another successful launch and landing for SpaceX as a Falcon 9 booster that lifted off from Cape Canaveral early this morning, then found its way to a SpaceX drone ship.
And we're waiting for confirmation on first stage on the drone ship. We don't have a view, but we hear recovery calling out Falcon 9 has landed.
It put a satellite in orbit, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump will be traveling to western Pennsylvania to commemorate tomorrow's anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He'll be at the Flight 93 National Memorial, about an hour and a half southeast of Pittsburgh. Passengers and crew members overpowered hijackers crashing that jetliner into a field in that vicinity. The impact of Hurricane Florence is one of the factors that will be determining the price of gasoline this upcoming week, while the other is that refiners will be allowed to produce a different kind of blend starting on this next Saturday, the 15th. Here's more from John Clemens.
The prolonged heavy rainfall, the storm surge, and the exact timing of the hurricane will all be a factor this week. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the national average as of right now.
The national average tacking on 1.4 cents a gallon in the last week, rising to $2.84 per gallon.
The other factor is that the EPA will allow refiners to change from their cleaner-burning product that helps with the ozone during the summer months and begin producing the so-called winter blend as of Saturday.
And singer Olivia Newton-John is fighting cancer for a third time. The 69-year-old singer and actress telling an Australian TV show yesterday there's a tumor at the base of her spine, but she is undergoing treatment and is determined to survive it. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.